Thank you, Kelly. It is 8:33, and I've got a couple of people in the studio that are no... how did I put it? I wanted to put this some way, and I couldn't...
No strangers
to the show. Thank you. I was going to say no guests to the show, but I'm like, that makes no sense because you guys are always guests.
Yes.
No strangers to the show. Steve and Robin are here from Robin's Nest Productions.
That's right. Thanks for having us again, Scott.
No problem.
I just wanted to make sure I said that.
Okay.
You've been a huge supporter of what we're trying to do, and we certainly appreciate it.
Now, let's go back a little bit to the end of January, beginning of February. You came on the show, you talked about the Cabin Fever series that happened at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center. This is kind of like the wrap up of the Cabin Fever series. Am I right or am I wrong in that?
Well, no, it's good. It's a separate thing.
Separate, okay.
Separate from the Cabin
Fever. Fair enough.
Cabin Fever's all finished.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I knew it was done. I didn't know if this was like an extra added, because I was sort of told that, but not really, so I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
No?
No, it's different. It's a whole separate...
thing. Okay. So, forget about the Cabin Fever series that happened at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center.
No, don't forget about it.
That's great. Because we're going to try and do it again next year.
Okay. So. Yeah. Remember the Cabin Fever series that we had such a good time at through February and March. And tickets will go on sale for next year. Next year, right? Next January. Yeah. We'll look at doing that as an annual thing. But we're talking about a big show that's happening at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center tomorrow night that's being put on by Robin's Nest Productions.
Yeah, that's correct.
Robin, tell me about the show tomorrow night.
So tomorrow night we have multi-award winning Carlton Stone coming to Port Hawkesbury. He's in Toronto today.
He's
so good. He's a sweetheart of a guy too. So yeah, I read his Facebook page. He's in Toronto today and then he's going to be here to visit us tomorrow.
Is he?
So yeah, we're pretty excited to have him along.
I love Carlton. There was a gentleman who used to work with me on the regular basis who said that Carlton Stone was always looked like the coolest guy because he always had sunglasses on.
Yeah. And always. It was just,
like, he always had sunglasses on and he always wanted to be like cool like Carlton Stone. I won't mention his name, but that's what he said about Carlton Stone all the time.
The new man in black.
And then I saw Carlton and, you know, I've known Carlton for years because he grew up playing around here, then went on to be part of Port Cities, had huge success with Port Cities with Dylan and Jody Bria, thank you. And then continued, right, to do his own sort of thing. I remember seeing Carlton at the Superstore one day, like legit in line at the Superstore. And I turn around and he looks like a rock star, wearing a leather jacket. I turn around at Carlton, he's like, Scotty? I was like, yeah, how do you do? Like, what are you doing at the Superstore? Like, you don't expect that, right?
Yeah.
He was on his way to his grandparents' house in St. Peter's.
Local boy, you know, and he's done amazing things. Like, he's out now on the road quite a bit with Crash Test Dummies. He writes and produces with and for everybody. You know, again, this success of Port Cities, you know, it's just been fun to watch him sort of take off, you know, being a local person. So and he's become a good friend too. So it's cool. You know, he checks in every once in a while. Hey, homie, how you doing?
Know,
like this kind of thing.
Nice.
And I mean, at my age, it's just cool to be somebody's homie, you know?
I think. Fair. Yeah. I get it.
You know?
I get
you
it.
Know? But yeah. So I'm going to do a few songs of my own to sort of open the show for him. And there are tickets left and tickets available at the Civic Center box office.
Okay.
And we would encourage you one and all to collect four or five friends and bring them along.
There you go.
Right. It's going to be a great show.
Also go to phcivic.com. I'm assuming that you can get them on their website.
Yep.
Yes.
Telephone number is 902-625-2591. If you want to call the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center box office, get your tickets there, charge by phone, pick them up the day of. Or will there be tickets at the door? Or are we looking at prepaid sales only for the most part?
We haven't really talked about that, but you come to the door, I'm not going to turn you away.
First come, first serve service, right?
Absolutely. As long as there's seats available, we'll take your money.
That's the key, if there's seats available, because you're playing in the Shannon Studio tomorrow.
Yes.
Top set at 1:33.
Right.
I know that because I've worked the room.
Yeah.
1:33. So you want to get there early, or you want to buy your ticket early, you want to buy your ticket today is what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right?
And make that your mantra, folks. Pre-sales.
You know, this is kind of the thing. I saw you had put a Facebook post up not that long
ago. It's important.
And I thought maybe we'd have a conversation about it, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Right? It's very important.
When it comes to local music, and I'm a tech guy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm at a lot of shows at the Port Hawkes Area Civic Center myself.
That's right.
You want these shows to happen. And as an artist, you want to be able to know that you can cover your costs.
Yeah, right, for sure.
Very
and
important.
As a presenter, you know, I mean, you just want to be able to have the best case scenario for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're going to sell some tickets. You know that the artist is going to get paid and feel appreciated and welcomed.
Yeah.
And you want to look down the road to the next handful of shows. And when there's only, you know, a half hour before showtime and six tickets have sold, it's a little bit scary, you know, and discouraging. So let's all play together and play nice.
And a lot of times, I've noticed in this area completely, people won't buy tickets until the last minute.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Carlton Stone playing tomorrow night. That's last minute to me. Right?
Yeah.
Carlton Stone playing tomorrow night. You can make that plan. I like to live my life by the mantra of no plans made, no plans broken, right? Because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or upset anybody. But this is something you plan for. You plan. It's an event you're going to.
Yeah.
Plan that event. Make sure you're going to go to that event and make that event a priority.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And Carlton puts on such a great show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's funny. He's entertaining. He's poignant. He's all of it. And those dimples, my God.
He is a handsome man, Steve.
All right.
He is a handsome man.
You know, just say it like it is, Scotty. I say.
Carlton, if you're listening, you know.
Yeah.
He's got the looks. You know what I'm saying? He's got looks. I'm going to play Carlton Stone.
Please do.
I'm going to play looks because he's got the looks. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yeah, I like that. That was a great way to transition right into that. It really, really was. I'm excited about this. So the Robin's Next Productions, before we get into the Carlton Stone looks, tell me a little bit about what else is happening within the Robin's Nest world. Or is that where we're at right now and we're looking forward to things in the future?
We do have another show planned. We announced it 2 weeks ago. It's going to be a Solstice Summer Bash. It's June 21st at the Craignish Recreation Center.
Okay.
And we have...
Great room there.
Oh, it's...
Great room.
And this is going to be a fun night. So we have Craignish local, Michael Young, is going to open the evening up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jesse Cox Band, which consists of Jesse Cox, Steve, and myself. And then we have... Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen, and then to close out the show is going to be Slow Coaster.
What?
Yes.
Going to be a kicker.
And when is that again?
June 21st.
And can tickets be bought now, or are they not available yet?
No, they are available. If you go on the website, robinsnest.ca, robinsnestproductions.ca, or our Facebook page, you can get tickets there. And we're starting to put posters up around. There's a little QR code that you can use to buy the tickets. It brings you right to the link.
Okay.
And,
Again, this is making plans and not breaking those plans. June 21st.
That's right. Because we just started selling, and they're like the first day we sold like 8 tickets. I was so excited. So they're selling quite a bit. And every Friday, because we have the posters up down, they have their happy hour down in Craignish.
Okay.
So the posters are up there, and people are buying them all the time. So those are limited because it is a limited space.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have good weather, hopefully, then we'll be able to add some more tickets there because they have their outdoor patio, but we can't allot for that until we know what the weather's going to be. But
fair enough.
I think those tickets are going to sell.
Fair enough.
Really cool.
That's happening June 21st. Yes. Carlton Stone as part of a Robin's Nest Productions show happening tomorrow night at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center. If you don't have tickets yet, you can get tickets at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center box office, phcivic.com online, or pick up your phone, dial 902-625-2591. Last words about Robin's Nest Productions. Anything, Steve?
Keep your eyes and ears peeled. Lots of things in the works. Some real exciting things to talk about in the upcoming months. And again, we thank you, Scott, for having us.
No problem.
And hope that you'll have us again to talk about these exciting things as they do come up.
No problem.
In the months ahead. And really hoping to see some folks out tomorrow night. And in Craignish as well. June 21st, longest day of the year.
Yes.
Summer Solstice Party, 5 hours
biggest
of music.
Party
it's
of the year.
Be a big one.
Big party.
Right.
Big party. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Stop this just for 1 second. Hold on a second because we're still live on the radio. Steve, is there anything you want to talk about from the other side of your life right now?
From the other side of my life?
Yeah. Yeah, that thing that happens down over there.
Ah, the big bit, the big festival. We've just
because I know it's not a Robin's Nest production.
It is not.
As much as we'd like to see, it's not.
I know that's not a Robin's Nest production. I just don't know if I can say anything about it. But I figured I'd ask quietly and whispering.
Oh my! Of course, the Stan Rogers Folk Festival.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, 27 years in.
Yep.
An amazing lineup announced yesterday. We put a poster up on the social media yesterday. So check that out. Visit our website, stanfest.com. Get your tickets, get your camping. It's truly one of the most amazing experiences in Nova Scotia, certainly in the summertime, every year.
I couldn't have you sit in front of a microphone and not say the word Stanfest.
Yeah.
I know that Robin is here from Robin's Nest Promotions.
Yes.
Right? But I didn't want to.
Yeah. Stanfest is a big one, and it's going to be a big, big one this year.
We need
amazing things
too.
Happening. Jim Cuddy headlining.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tim Baker headlining. We've got Rankin and the Broken Reeds. We've got all kinds of great fun things lined up. So go get your tickets, stanfest.com.
And when's that weekend? What weekend is that?
Last weekend in July.
Okay.
It's going to run from about the 25th to the 28th.
Okay.
All sorts of surprises and curveballs coming at you this year, and we're really excited for it. So stay tuned.
There you go. Carlton Stone, this guy, playing at the Shannon Studio tomorrow night in Port Hawkesbury. It's Lux from 101.5. The Hawk. Good morning.